Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, as I do each week at this time, even remotely from the secure bunker that is stately McLean Manor, the moment has arrived when those of us who are working see a conclusion to these activities. Let the weekend begin. Little Todd Rundgren for you. Let's do some drum banging. I don't need them. I don't want to work. I want to bang on the drum all day. I just want to bang on the drum all day. Yeah, but keep your distance. Never happened to me. I want to bang on the drum all day. That's all. I just want to bang on the drum all day. So here we go. Weekend is now officially underway. It's going to be a beauty, it looks like. Springtime temperatures finally arriving. Here we go. The 5 o'clock follies on Friday, where, of course, it is, as usual, the free-for-all, that is the all-skate, whatever you feel like talking about is fair game here on Friday. Just grab the phone. Use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number 71307. My email address, bob@1063word.com. And by the way, the governor of North Carolina has issued a stay-at-home order in the Tar Heel State that will go into effect on Monday. And you are asked to, North Carolinians asked to not leave their home except for essential trips. Okay? We have been able to manage to find a few bright lights in the ongoing Wuhan flu outbreak, and we'll share those with you coming up. First of all, though, let's get to the phones because Scarlett in Pickens has been patiently waiting to join us on the show. Hi, Scarlett, and welcome to the program.
Hi, Bob. We have two hopes with this massive pandemic. Either A, practice social distancing and wait for the virus to die out, or B, wait for medical treatment. The antiviral that has made it the farthest is remdesivir, which is currently in stage 3 of human trials for COVID-19. Stage 3 trial is scheduled to be completed by the end of April, with the fourth and final stage starting after that, and hopefully the FDA will approve. As for vaccines, China is actually a little bit ahead because they have a less stringent approving policies of vaccines.
However, stunned to hear that.
Yes. However, the World Health Organization still claims that the U.S. will not have an approved vaccine until roughly a year from now.
Why the contradiction? Is that because they're talking about the time necessary to get whatever they develop into the supply chain and actually have it available for people? Is that the reason for the two different time frames there?
The U.S. actually has the most strict FDA approval policy since it's a vaccine and you don't want to get everyone else around the world sick.
Sure.
However, since this is an outbreak, many drug modernization and reform acts will kick in order to speed the process up.
Yeah, they have taken that into consideration, given the circumstances that we're dealing with.
Of course.
Yep. Interesting information. Thank you, Scarlett. I appreciate that. 11 minutes after 5, Robert is next up. He is in Lawrence. Hi, Robert, and welcome to the program. Good to have you here.
Hey, Bob. Hey, listen. This thing that Governor McMaster is talking about keeping the, or asking the New Yorkers to stay home. Don't bring your state or your virus to our state.
Right.
Is there any way we can enforce that legally?
That's a good question, because it actually is already happening in states that are substantially bluer than South Carolina. I've got a story here on the Bobby Mac stack. Here it is. Apparently, Democrat governors are discovering that border security might be important after all, at least when it comes to quarantining pesky undesirables. Yes, America, Democrat governors are now placing their National Guard troops at their borders to question travelers about their origination. I can see it now. Your papers, please. Governor Gina Raimondo, Rhode Island, has announced that starting immediately, anyone coming into the state from New York State will be mandated to self-quarantine for 14 days, the governor said. No matter how you come to Rhode Island, bus, car, train, plane, parachuted in, smuggled yourself across the border, I just added a few there, you were ordered to quarantine for 14 days. Members of the National Guard will be stationed at train and bus stations to gather the contact information of anyone coming in from New York. Is there another instance of this? Well, I thought there was another state that was there. I thought maybe Michigan was doing something similar as well. But at least Rhode Island is doing this. Now, what state law Governor Raimondo may be operating under that gives her the power to do this, I have no idea. I'm not familiar with Rhode Island state law. Although we have a listener, and he may be along today, is a former state representative in Rhode Island. Maybe he can call in and update us. But, yeah, we are seeing this starting to happen.
Well, Nag's Head in the Outer Banks is blocking anyone that's not a resident to come across the bridge.
Right.
And the guy in Florida, now some New York ambulance chaser, said, I'm going to sue. You cannot stop us going to Florida. Watch a snowbird.
Yeah.
But I tell you what we'll do. They come to this state, we'll give them a tank of gas, a moon pie, and about 50 pounds of that garbage pile over in Bishopville that New York and New Jersey both have
send down to
dumping.
Us. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, and send it back to them. But
there
you know, hey, your one last caller that you had on there, that caller that you had on there talking about that mentioning of the Bible verses.
Yes, Dr. Gene. Right.
Yeah, Dr. Gene, bless you. Franklin Graham brought it up yesterday about Cuomo. And all these people are saying, oh, how wonderful Cuomo is. And he wants every life, unless you're a freshly born baby that survived abortion, let it die. This is the legislature that high-fived and cheered like it was an Olympic event when they said, you can let a baby die.
Right.
So,
yeah, and lit up the buildings in New York City in honor of this.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not one to say God's judgment. None of us are. But I can tell you this. New York, right now, entertainment, food, we really don't need you. And we certainly don't need your virus. And you're so out of touch to what is real. I'm quite frankly, I'm surprised the Vatican has not excommunicated the entire state.
But, makes you wonder how Nancy Pelosi can take communion. But, you know, that's between her and the Pope, I guess. Thanks, Robert. I appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Quarter after 5 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here. When we come back on the other side, I mentioned we managed to dig up a few bright spots, good news stories from the Wuhan flu outbreak, and we'll share those with you coming up next. Bobby Mac Show, the Friday free-for-all here on WORD.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Quite a baseline going there. 5:21 now, 21 after 5, a gorgeous Friday afternoon here in the upstate of South Carolina. I hope you get out, take a stroll, do a little walk, take the doggy for a walk. I imagine dogs are especially happy right now because they're getting more walks than they have in some time. And because mom and dad, in many instances, are now home with them all day. And the dog's going, what the heck is going on? How come they're not going to work? They're going to be able to buy me any dog food? 5:21, as we highlight a few good news stories for today, here's Gary Goodvoice.
Time to feel good. It's Bobby Mack's Good News.
Well, with the onslaught that we are facing during the Wuhan flu outbreak, that we would dig around, because it does, sadly, it brings out the worst in some people, but it brings out the best in others. And so we rounded a few of those stories up for you today. A regular customer at a restaurant in Florida recently left a tip, a pretty good one, $10,000 tip. He asked the owner to give all 20 employees $500. And by the way, somebody in Arizona left a $2,000 tip to help the owner of a pizza place keep paying his staff. Here's the audio from the case in Florida with a 10 grand tip.
He said, I want each person in this restaurant to get $500. Manager distributed it to all the employees. People come in, they become family. And we know where they're from, we know how many kids they have, and we know what's going on in their lives, and they become a part of our team, a part of our restaurant. There was genuine concern from our guests for our staff, which is very heartwarming to me. Thank you very, very much. You're a really decent person, and you've touched our staff deeply.
Yeah, pretty generous $10,000 tip. Meantime, a kid's parents felt bad because he couldn't go out for his 21st birthday. So they did the next best thing. They turned their garage into a nightclub. The dad acted as the bouncer and made sure to check his ID, and his mom gave him a free birthday shot. Here's the sound from that.
Excuse my ID, please. Want to come in?
Thank you.
Sure, you're
Hi. Welcome to Club Quarantine. What brings you here tonight?
It's my 21st birthday.
Your 21st birthday? It's our policy that we give you a free green tea shot. And we let the bouncer, the waitress, and I'll do one with you.
Okay. Might have been looking for something a bit more intoxicating than that, but what are you going to do? Meantime, a guy in Milwaukee went viral. He used a RC car, a remote control car, to deliver a beer to his neighbor.
Thank you, neighbor.
He texts me and he's like, I'm going to open my garage, record when I start opening the garage. So do you want a beer, basically? And I was like, okay.
It was just a joke and just turned into something big. Glad I could put a smile on everyone's face. It's awesome.
I certainly hope he Lysoled that beer can before handling it. Can't be too careful. Oh, it was a bottle. Yeah, that's right. There's another video going viral. People in Atlanta out on their balconies giving a round of applause to healthcare workers during a shift change. Yes, it's nice of him to do that. By the way, all across the UK, it turned blue last night to thank doctors and nurses for how hard they are working. Organizers called it the Light It Blue campaign. For all of the month of April, Hertz has now announced they are offering free rental cars to healthcare workers in New York City to make their commutes easier.
Let Hertz put you in the driver's seat.
Remember this?
Let Hertz take you anywhere at all.
That's a Hertz jingle circa 1960s. And, of course, you can't drive that car to Rhode Island. Governor will not let you do that. And finally, a 13-year-old kid in Virginia has been making face masks using his parents' 3D printer. He said he got the instructions for free online. Here he is.
I saw in the news that high-risk patients are people with, like, existing diseases like heart problems or, like, asthma or things like that. I thought this would help them. This is, like, the first real useful thing that I've made. Yeah, it may not be 100% of the perfect filtration system, but it works. I feel pretty good. I've been pretty, like, quiet, chill about it, but, like, yeah, I feel pretty good about this.
Yeah, there goes the next dean of the medical school, I guess, 13-year-old kid in Virginia. There you go. There's some good news stories for today. By the way, Americans are still spending money right now. We're just spending money on way different stuff than we usually do. A new study looked into what we're spending our money on right now at grocery stores and drug stores and compared it to what we were buying 1 year ago today. The 10 things that we're buying way more now, and you could probably put this list together yourself. Aerosol disinfectants, thermometers, oat milk, fresh meat alternatives, rubbing alcohol, powdered milk, multi-purpose cleaners, dried beans, bath and shower wipes, and, of course, the ubiquitous toilet paper, when you can find it. What aren't we buying? Perfume sales, 18% lower. I guess we're home, so we can take more showers. Sunscreen sales, 17% lower. But don't worry, because thanks to Mitch McConnell, senator from Kentucky, the sunscreen industry is going to be getting a big infusion of cash in the stimulus bill. We aren't buying vegetable party tray sales. They are obviously lower by about 7%, and pet toy sales are 6% lower. Of course, if your pets are like Miss Megan, they already have more toys than they can use to play with, but that's good. The supply has exceeded the demand. So there you go. Quickly to the phones we go. RJ and Taylor's is next up. Hi, RJ. And, oh, I'm sorry, Robert is next up here on the Bobby Mac Show. Hey, Robert.
Hey, Bobby Mac.
Yes, sir.
I want to know concerning Tara's discussion this morning, how ending the national emergency from the president to the governors works. Can the governor still maintain a state of emergency even after the president declares, okay, it's Easter, we're now done with it? Or how does that work between the president and the governors?
Yeah, I guess a governor could still do that. It would be at some political risk. And by the way, there's been some confusion about what the president said about, you know, going back to work by Easter. What he actually said was that he does want to get the American economy fired up again as quickly as possible based on what the medical experts and scientists tell him we can do. He said he hoped that could be as soon as by Easter, but that's just, you know, floating a target date out there. Any decision in that regard is going to be based on, of course, you know, the medical advice that he's getting about when it's safe to do that.
Well, do the governors still have authority as executives of the state to maintain a national emergency, even if the president reverses or
Yeah, drops the National Emergency Act. I would think that, yes, I'm not quite sure because I've never seen it in action, but I am left to assume that the governor, as the chief executive officer of the state, does have the power to maintain or re-implement a state emergency act for his individual state, despite the National Emergency Act having been dropped.
Well, does the president call the governors of each state ahead of time? Is that how it's coordinated?
Typically, that is how it's coordinated. Usually, they do some sort of conference call where as many governors as possible are online with the president so that they can all be in the loop.
Okay. I wondered how it went. And Tara seemed to contend that once the president has established the national emergency, the state governors actually hold the ball at that point. Is that also correct?
Yes, I believe that is the way that works.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, and I'll be sure to get her on 71307 Monday.
Excellent. Thank you, Robert. I appreciate the call. Good to have you here. Be safe and have a good weekend. 5:31 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Annie is ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side as the Friday free-for-all rolls on here on WORD. Rolling right along on a gorgeous Friday afternoon here in the Upstate. Welcome back. Good to have you along. It is the free-for-all. You're welcome to join me, and all topics are a fair game here on the Friday All-Skate. 800-347-1063, the Ingalls Advantage talk line. In on the text line at 71307, Bobby, how is closing the state parks going to stop the spread of the Wuhan flu? Am I at risk of contracting the flu while on Lake Jocassee or hiking in Table Rock? Yeah, apparently we're left to assume so. Bobby, is the report you were referring to earlier regarding the Spanish flu the same report out of the UK that said 500,000 people would die? Yes. That is, from the Imperial Medical College, or whatever the name of the place was. Bobby, have you been to Lowe's lately? As a matter of fact, yeah, I needed a new lawnmower, and went and got one there last weekend. It's crazy, all the people that are there every day. It's like Black Friday. I work at the Woodruff Road store, and I'm thankful to be working, but terrified being around all these people. Yeah, maybe mask time, huh? Reminder, should always walk your dogs off of the pavement. No concrete, no asphalt. It's burning the poor little puppy's paws when it gets this hot. Bobby, can we make the state border law permanent, keeping the progressives out of South Carolina? You might want to run that by Governor Henry McTaxta and see what he says, son, about that. To the phones we go. RJ is next up. He is in Taylor's. Hi, RJ, and welcome to the Friday free-for-all.
Thank you for taking my call today, Mr. McClain.
Yes, sir. My pleasure.
With you working at home this week and both of us having the same zip code, I was just wondering if maybe you were in hollering distance.
That could be. That could be.
And after the call, I'll holler out the back door and you let me know if you hear me.
Okay. I have to maintain a covert umbrella, of course, over my exact location.
I understand. And Bob, the reason I'm calling is yesterday on Fox and Friends, Ansley interviewed two young ladies from Louisiana, and I'm being kind by saying young ladies because they're retired ladies like myself, and they were singing the coronavirus blues, and I don't know if you saw it, but
no.
They're on YouTube, and they could probably be easily looked up on YouTube. and they go by something hillbillies or something on there, but probably could type in coronavirus blues and it would probably pop them up. But I thought it would be wonderful if we could hear that on a Friday afternoon show, if it's possible to do anything like that.
Yeah, I'll see if we can find it. We did one yesterday that was recommended to me off of Facebook. The takeoff on the Beatles, I Want to Hold Your Hand. But the updated version was I've Got to Wash My Hands. And that was really good, too. It's amazing people now that, you know, they're at home, they have some time on their hands and exploiting their creativity to entertain and amuse us.
Well, this one's not a takeoff on any other song that's out there, but it was very entertaining, and I know your audience would get a big kick out of it if you, you know, had time to get Monty Penny to pull it up or not.
Yeah, yeah. I'll see if we can find that. Thanks, RJ. I appreciate it. Good to have you along today. Hope you have a good weekend, sir. On the text line, Bobby, there are a lot of cars at BMW with out-of-state tags, including a lot from New York State. I'm guessing they're probably working for contractors in hopes of eventually getting hired on. Been here for a long time. Those with New York tags are going to be in trouble from what the governor is saying. Bobby Mack, the states that are asking people to identify where they're coming from, reminiscent of the Grapes of Wrath era with checkpoints at state borders. Yeah, like California. Got to keep those Okies from the Dust Bowl out of here. Bob, who's going to enforce or make sure these people from other states are self-quarantining? About that part, I don't know, but I do know that they are, like Rhode Island, I believe the governor there activated the National Guard in her state to check these people at the door. Well, what good is stopping the Yankees if we're still letting this bunch I'm sorry, letting this bunch in get. Look at this. Breaking: DHS and U.S. Customs and Border Protection now letting Chinese nationals enter the U.S. as long as they have not been in mainland China within the previous 14 days. Yeah, that sounds like a good idea to me, too. Sure. Bobby, what about us? What about the folks who work in another state pertaining to a North Carolina stay home order? Well, if you work in a different state, I would say that that is essential for you to get to work. Go ahead and go. And if they stop you, just explain, hey, you know, got to go to work. Bobby, at some point, the general population must determine whether it is advantageous to cooperate or rebel against a government exceeding its constitutional rights and flexing its muscle to the detriment of society. Bobby, that's geographical racism stopping New York citizens from going to Rhode Island. Speaking of quarantunes, we have probably, I don't know, 6 or 8 of them that the Bobby Mac semi-professional players have worked up over the course of the Wuhan flu business. And I know most of them we only played once, so we're going to start recycling some so you can hear them. So when we come back on the other side, one of our previous quarantunes, with apologies to the Beach Boys, that'll be next here on the Bobby Mack Show, the Friday free-for-all here on WORD. Welcome back. Great to have you along. 5:49 now, the Bobby Mack Show in the 5 o'clock follies. A last workday of the week for those of us still slaving away. In on my text line, Bobby, I just watched the press conference with the governor. The first questions were about Attorney General Alan Wilson's opinion that the Columbia and Charleston stay-at-home orders were not constitutional. And the governor totally ignored those questions and did not answer them at all.
I see. Not going to answer that question, sir.
Bobby, the COVID-19 virus is saving Bernie from declaring defeat. Yeah. Who knows if Biden's going to crawl across the finish line or not. Now, of course, you know, the Dems are saying, hey, you know, Cuomo's doing a pretty good job on this. Maybe we should run him. Gives you some idea of the shape that they're in. Now, I received this in my email today. And a fair warning, here, some of the language in here, some may find offensive. So don't say that I didn't warn you in advance. This is very important information from our government leaders. Please pay close attention. Employee notice, it reads. Due to the current financial situation caused by the coronavirus and slowdown in the economy, the government has decided to implement a plan to put workers 50 years of age and above on early mandatory retirement, thus creating jobs and reducing unemployment. And by the way, at this point, just to make sure there's no misunderstanding here, what I am reading is a satire, okay? This scheme, mandating for those 50 and above early mandatory retirement, creating jobs and reducing unemployment, will be known as RAPE, or RAPE, acronym for Retire Aged People Early. Persons selected to be raped can apply to the government to be considered for the SHAFT program, Special Help After Forced Termination. Persons who have been raped and shafted will be reviewed under the SCREW program, system covering retired early workers. A person may be raped once, shafted twice, and screwed as many times as the government deems appropriate. Persons who have been raped could get AIDS, additional income for dependents and spouse, or herpes, half earnings for retired personnel early severance. Obviously, persons who have AIDS or herpes will not be shafted or screwed any further by the government. Persons who are not raped and are staying on will receive as much S-word, standing for special high-intensity training, as possible. The government has always prided themselves on the amount of S-word they give our citizens. Should you feel that you do not receive enough S-word, please bring this to the attention of your TD, who has been trained to give you all the S-word you can handle. Sincerely, sign the Committee for Economic Value of Individual Lives, or EVIL. P.S. Due to coronavirus, recent budget cuts, and the rising cost of electricity, gas, and oil, as well as current market conditions, the light at the end of the tunnel has been turned off. That is all. I don't know who wrote that, but they're pretty creative. Now, I misspoke a few minutes ago when I said we were going to recycle one of our quarantunes and reference the Beach Boys, because we do have a Beach Boys tune in our quarantunes file. But actually, the one I'm recycling today, we present with apologies to Sting and the Police.
No, don't touch me, babe. Please keep your hands off of your face. Where is that disinfectant spray? I hope this blows over by May. Where is that disinfectant spray? I'm gonna love you when the virus is contained. I don't wanna shove you will keep 2 yards at all times between you and I. Left in the curve.
Sorry about that. That obviously was a parody of the late, great Jim Morrison and the Doors. We are in the communication business here, but sometimes it kind of breaks down between remote location at Stately McLean Manor and Miss Moneypenny back at the ranch. In on the text line, Bobby, would now be a good time to start the rumor that only people who voted for Trump will be getting the stimulus checks? Sure, why not? As good a time as any. Bob, Tara talked about breaking quarantine to restart the economy. Is she right? The president can't backtrack because state governors have the ball now. Can the president override the governors on national emergency? That was an intriguing point by Tara. Can't find a definitive answer. I am thinking that the governor is the chief executive officer of each of the states. And so even if President Trump does end the national emergency, then a state governor would have the power to maintain it in their state. Bobby, they make it sound like everyone gets money with this bill. Is that not true? Like $1,200 for every person. We'll go back into that in some detail in the next hour and try and break it all down for everyone. Bobby, essential biz, huh? Greetings. It's been a rough week. Curbside delivery since Monday at 11 a.m. with heavy building material products. Gotcha. And let me see if I can quickly catch up. Alan R. in Spartanburg informs me he is a poet laureate, of course, of the Bobby Mac Show. Sent me a brand new limerick, so we'll have that to share with you in the next hour as well. Bonus hour, still ahead on the Bobby Mac Show on Friday. Yeah, I know. That was the Doors, not the Police. It's Friday.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.